You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
It's hot off the press.
It is hot off the press. Morning, Anina. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing real chill, man. It's sad to see this be the last edition of Hot Off the Press and the last issue of The Critic.
I know.
But I feel like you guys are going hundies with this one.
Well, you know what? We're giving the people what they want. It's the procrastination issue, so it's just chocker full of all the puzzles you could ever dream of.
Were you much of a puzzle kid as a kid? You like word find books and shit like that?
Yeah, I was more of a Sudoku kind of kid. I was a bit of a math geek.
Yeah, okay. Huh, crazy. Critic comes to an end for 2024. How has the year been in totality, on reflection?
Oh my gosh, that is such a difficult question to answer because it's been huge.
You can think about that while we play a little highlight reel that I made over the weekend. Of our Hot Off the Press misadventures.
Oh my god, stop it.
Oh my god, don't stop it. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Chappelle Roan, and this is Hot Off the Press highlights from 2024's.
It sure is Hot Off the Press. I'm joined here with Nina Brown. How are you this morning? It is Hot Off the Press. Morena Nina, how you doing? We are now joined by Nina Brown for Hot Off the Press. It is Hot Off the Press with Nina Brown, critic editor. What's up, my G? How's the morning going?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Nice.
I'm great. How are you?
And Sherry, she didn't even tell us, but it was her birthday.
Oh, what would you say the collective noun for Beezys would be?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think maybe like a flock? A flock of Beezys? Mm-hmm. I think it's got a bit of a ring to it.
Who is your celebrity crush?
I think I'd have to. I would have to agree with Paul Mescal.
Paul Mescal.
He is a tall glass of water.
Imagine, eh? I mean, cuff your situationship.
Yeah.
You've been dancing around it all year. Just pop the question, lock it in.
Any final messages for the kids out there?
Chapel Roan.
All right, with that in mind, how has 2024 been on reflection for Critic?
That was such a gift. Thank you.
Of course.
Chapel Roan was definitely the soundtrack to 2024 for me. But, wow, I really enjoyed that. Thank you. It's really difficult to put into words. I didn't think of anything because I was just so locked into that highlight reel. But but I did put it into, I think, maybe a 1,500 to 2,000 word editorial that's just wrapped up the entire year for Critic. Difficult to say whether people will actually get a lot of it because it's so full of like just inside jokes and office lore.
Uh-huh.
But that's including like, I don't know, stuff like people will come into the office and like just see the chaos and all the weird stuff that we got up to.
Yeah, the stack of Subway boxes.
Oh, yeah, no, that's gone now, sadly.
That's gone?
I know.
There's heritage right there.
Yeah.
Far out. That's so sad, man. Hopefully there'll be another one to replace it.
Hopefully, yeah.
You know, it has been a big year for The Critic. I feel like you all have really stepped up your video game in particular.
Mm.
Not like video games, but video. Yeah, you're going deep.
Yeah, the debatables have been really fun.
The debatables as well have been really good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, every week just getting like either serious or silly question and just going and asking students what they reckon. I think one of my favorites was when we went out and asked people whether the uni should turn campus grass into a dairy farm because no one knew what to say to it. They were just like, are you seriously asking me this?
Honestly, some cows like in front of the clock tower, that could be really cute.
Yeah.
To a degree. You know, let's not do a factory farm. Let's make it like a boutique kind of dairy farm. I think that would be the way.
I reckon the uni could get some really like nice corporate like tourism kind of shots out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, with some like Highland cattle, some furry boys. That'd
totally.
Be awesome. Yeah,
just clean up the dung beforehand and you'll be sweet.
For sure. Is this the first ever procrastination issue? Because I don't think I've ever seen one.
It is.
Yeah. It's, again, making history. Very, very awesome. Where did that kind of idea come from?
Well, we were kind of just thinking about what we felt like writing at this time of the year and what students would want out of Critic. Because they're going into exams, and one of the best things about Critic is you can use it to procrastinate study. And so give the people what they want. We've got like 2 crosswords, a massive word find, 3 spot the differences, got to choose your own adventure, a quiz for people to find out what they're going to get up to this summer. You've got the whole range from like cherry picking to retail hell to hospitality, or just like kind of coasting on your parents' couch and living off.
I've been there, done that.
And you know what? Students work hard. They deserve it. Props to them if they do that.
Yeah, fair enough. The 2-page editorial is really remarkable. My question to you is why 2 pages?
I genuinely couldn't condense it down further. I tried to, kind of cover all aspects of what Critic is, and kind of started off by saying, as you'll see, Critic Te Arohi is many, many things.
It is.
Yeah, just to list a few, it's the office, it's the reviews, it's the letters, it's the scandal, it's proper journalism, capital P, capital J. And so last week, Critic, we had our wrap-up awards night.
Oh, yes, you did.
On the last print day, and I read out the editorial to everyone kind of as like a sort of speech as well, and it was a really nice moment.
Get a few tears?
Almost. I like to think so.
I think it's pretty moving stuff. It's really, really beautiful. I think the effect of repetition is very palpable. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, let's cross over into something pretty serious. Last week on campus, there was a student arrested in the Palestine protests. Is this connected to the video that people have seen of that one security guard in the clock tower?
Yeah.
So was that person who was shoved by the security guard, were they arrested?
Yes.
So that, oh, okay.
So,
sheesh.
Yeah. So, yeah, generally what happened, if for those who may not have heard about it, Otago Students for Justice in Palestine held their 3rd Palestine protest on campus for the year, and they marched from the museum lawn through the link to the clock tower. They had speeches in front of the clock tower protesting the university's pretty stubborn stance of neutrality on Palestine, and then they said that it was a move hearkening back to Grant's own sit-in, where they went inside the clock tower to stage a sit-in where they intended to stay until Grant said something. But what happened was Campus Watch had kind of been stationed around the entire time, and so it's like they were anticipating that they would do this. So when people were running inside, they kind of blockaded the doors against them.
Uh-huh.
But a couple had made it through. And there's this video that OSJP posted that's of one of the protesters. She seems to have a bit of a struggle with Campus Watch, and they fall backwards into a glass door. The student was then arrested for willful damage, I believe. I think was offered diversion after that. But yeah, everyone's kind of going, well, the university is saying that it was the student's fault, but it seems to be kind of like a mutual thing that happened. So
were they both injured from the glass shattering, or was
I believe it was just the student?
Just the yeah. So do you know where it goes to from here?
No, waiting to hear. I think the student is sorting that out and is going to get back to us. Because it seemed like a very...
It's a pretty intense thing to happen.
Intense thing to happen, yeah.
Yeah. Not to change tone completely, but there is another pretty important piece in the news section about the outdoor clubs uniting against orgy accusations. This doesn't surprise me at all. I feel like they are kind of like secret, you know, Bohemian Grove type activities happen there. Is there any proof about the orgy accusations, or are they merely words at this point?
Merely words at this point.
Merely words.
The outdoor clubs. We had the canoe club, chamber club, and ski club all come together and like unite against these accusations, because these rumours have kind of flown around about these outdoor clubs for a long time, and I think they kind of re-sparked after a couple letters to the editor recently and some other stuff, but that's kind of mainly what I saw, where I got a letter from someone saying that they didn't believe that Ski Club actually knew how to ski. It was just a front for their orgies. And then someone, I assume from the Ski Club, came back with another one that was the exact same, but it was against the Tramping Club. And so we got them all in the office and we addressed the rumours. We were like, hey, like, is this true? They said no. And then they all turned on each other. Well, first they turned on each other. And then after that, they just started listing almost like every single other club that they were like, no, these are all the clubs that have orgies. So like... everyone but themselves.
Debating Society, the Atheist Society.
Yeah, Pulsar.
Yeah, Pulsar. Yeah. Crack up. I'm not surprised about Pulsar. There's some real horn dogs in there. Real horn dogs. Anyway, there's a really good piece in here by one of your very, very aspiring journalists, Sam Smith-Soppit, about a hatchet-wielding council worker being trespassed from a flat.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
That was a wild one.
That is very wild. I think I heard about this.
Did
in
you?
Some group chat before it came into print. But yeah, what is the go there? I mean, like, why were they... they were conducting welfare checks, but they were carrying a hatchet?
So...
because they're going to bury the hatchet, is that what...
It was, it was this random dude who was pretending to be a council worker and was going flat to flat and saying that he was... in quote inverted commas conducting welfare checks. He wasn't. And then one of the flats he went to, while he was talking to one of the tenants, a hatchet fell out of his coat. Pretty damning. Apparently he still continued to try and convince them that he was a council worker there to conduct a welfare check.
How do you get that guy?
Clearly
out of
not.
Your flat? Yeah.
Yeah. So has now been trespassed, thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, but pretty scary.
Very scary. It reminds me of one story a couple of years ago where it was like during O Week and someone just woke up to this dude at watching them from their bed. Do you hear about that story? It was in Queen
part
Street.
Of the Cozy Dell creeper stuff?
Not too sure, but I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Damn.
And it was in Queen Street area, in the student area.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Remind it, lock your doors.
Lock your doors.
Please.
It's like that video, hide
Stranger
your kids,
danger.
Hide your wife. Stranger danger, yeah, for sure. All right, let's cross over now into the crosswords. You got two crosswords this week. Does that mean we're getting two crossword clues?
Oh, it does indeed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so these ones are a little bit bigger as well.
They are huge.
Yeah, huge, massive ones.
Huge crosswords.
For all your procrastination needs. So, okay, first one, we'll just do one across for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the first crossword, the clue is your bona fide best coffee on campus, as decided by the Critics Census in issue 14.
Uh-huh.
It's Dispensary.
Oh, true. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Fair dues. Yep. Fair dues.
Still need to give them their certificate, actually. And then the second crossword, one across, is Home of the Uni's Big Wigs, the Clock Tower. Topical, actually,
yeah,
right now. But
very
yep.
topical. That's great. The Clock Tower. Do they actually, like, that is where they work?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, have you ever been in?
No.
Yeah, it's
but
pretty
I,
fancy.
I've been to the basement.
There are lots of kind of like oil portraits and stuff.
Of old white dudes?
Yeah.
Classic.
You know the one.
I do know the one, yeah. I've seen the one before. but no, I've been to the basement because the basement is where they have the graduation regalia.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit of a maze down there. Apparently underneath even further there's like a... bunker.
World War II bunker?
Yeah. I want to go down there.
Me too, dog. That could be for next week, next year.
Ooh,
hold a bunker
get a tour?
Party. Yeah.
Oh, that could be a good thing for Halloween.
I remember at that Young Writers Fest, you were like, I'm always thinking about stories, and this is a really good idea. This is a really
your
good
your impression
idea.
Of me?
Yeah, I'm always thinking about stories, man.
What? Thinking about stories?
I'm always thinking about stories. Not you at all. All right, I think we don't have a heck of a lot of time left.
Yeah.
But there is a really important debatable in here about should you drop out and marry rich? What do you stay on this?
I mean, it's on everyone's minds right now, isn't it?
Yeah, with the cost of living crisis, mate. Hurry up.
Should you drop out and marry rich? I don't think there's any shame in it.
Mm-hmm. I think as long as there's an element of love there, an element of genuine
yeah.
love.
Yeah.
You know?
If it's all consensual and if they... First, they need to settle your student loan.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, just make sure that you're coming out of this. If they decide to drop you like a hot rock, then then just make sure that, you know, you got your bases covered.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah. yeah, I'm all for it. As long as, like, it's communicated, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, those rules you said, I'm pretty much in agreement. But if you are unhappy, there's probably a reason why.
Yeah, it just depends on whether... yeah, what makes you happier, your degree or sailing on a yacht in Greece, living like Donna from Mamma Mia?
And at Mykonos. Oof. That'd be awesome. Well, I think that brings us an end to Half the Press for 2024. It's been a massive year. Thank you for coming in every Monday.
So
it is so sad. And to sort of commemorate this very special and sad farewell occasion, we have Sam Soppit-Smith doing a little bit of poetry for us. So let's hear it.
It is 18 years ago, almost to the day. A sunny day with leaves just turning, the touchline's new ruled since I watched you play. Your first game of football, then, like a satellite wrenched from its orbit, go drifting away. Behind a scatter of boys, I can see you walking away from me towards the school,
hood classic
with the pathos of a half-fledged thing set free into a wilderness, the gate of one who finds no path where the path should be. That hesitant figure, eddying away like a winged seed loosened from its parent's stem, is something I never quite grasped to convey about nature's give and take, the small, the scorching, ordeals which fire one's irresolute clay. I have had worse partings,
damn,
but
son,
none that so gnaw at my mind still. Perhaps it is roughly saying what God alone could possibly show. How selfhood begins with a walking away, and love is proved in the letting go. Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Sam Soppit-Smith with a very beautiful poem closing out Hot Off the Press for 2024. Nina has requested Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over, which I think is a very fitting song for the last Hot Off the Press. You're listening to The One. Love you, love you.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.